Any month.
It's very easy to answer it.
Each month contains 4 weeks. Okay, so it's biologic. Each month should have like four Sundays. Okay, but today is the Sunday number 5 of the blessed Coptic month of Pa'u. Okay, so if you remember with me the Sundays of Pa'u, the liturgical readings represented Jesus to us as a powerful Jesus. Okay, he has power over many things. And the first Sunday, it presented Jesus to us as the one whose power over sickness. Do you remember? It was the readings was about the healing the paralytic man. Do you remember this? The second Sunday, okay, showed Jesus as the one who has power over nature in the miraculous catch of fish. The third Sunday presented Jesus to us as the one whose power over demons in healing the man who was born who was blind and mute. Okay, the fourth Sunday or last Sunday presented Jesus to us as the one whose power over death in raising up the young boy of the widow of Nain, or Iqamat ibn Armalat Nain. Okay, but those are the 4 days of Pa'ubi, who presented Jesus to us as not a regular one, but as one or as God manifest in flesh. Okay, he was full in humanity and full in divinity without mingling, alteration, or confusion. Okay, this is the four Sundays of the month of Pa'ubi. But since we have 5 Sundays, whenever we have the 5th Sunday in any Coptic month, we read the gospel. We call the gospel of blessing, our Injil al-Baraka. So today's is the gospel of blessing. Sometimes we read it from Luke, and sometimes we read it from John. Okay, because the interesting thing about the miracle of today, that it is the only miracle that was mentioned in the 4 gospels. Okay, it is the miracle of feeding the multitudes. Okay, the only miracle that was mentioned in the 4 gospels. In addition to this, for example, in the Gospel of St. John, he just mentioned to us 7 miracles of Jesus Christ. And this is the middle one, okay? The one in the middle. 3 miracles before it and 3 miracles after it. And it is the one in the middle. And it is one of the most famous miracles Jesus made. And I think even the kids in the Sunday schools, since they learn it, they kept it by heart. Because we will see the active participation of a boy. There was a boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay? So what is the story of today? Jesus used to preach the word of God while he was in his ministry in Israel. Okay? So one day, a great crowd followed him. And he was by a city known as Bethsaida, or Bethsaida. And Bethsaida, by the way, it is the city of Saint Philip. Okay, so if you read this miracle in the Gospel of Saint John, you will see that Jesus asked Philip. He chose Philip to be asked to be tested because it was his city. Okay, so he asked Philip, "How can we do if we'd like to prepare food for this crowd? How should we do?" And Philip said, answered them with a sarcastic manner, saying, number one, we don't have money. Number two, we don't have bread or beverage sufficient for all this crowd. But if we have to prepare something for them, we have to have like 200 denarii, and the denarii was the wages of the Roman soldier. Okay, 200 denarii means we have to work for eight months. To save 200 denarii, and if we got the 200 denarii, we will bring each a fragment of bread for each one to eat on or to snack on, just to make it available for them, just the snacks. Okay, we can prepare for food for them all. The rest of the disciples said, "Oh Jesus, you know what? It's very easy. Just send them away." It was a long day for us. Okay, and the darkness is very near, that they were speaking during the dusk. The darkness is very near, and it's easy, like this. Just send them away that they may find provision in each of the surrounding cities, okay? And Andrew says, you know what? We have a boy here, a poor boy, because he has just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But what is this for all of these people? How can we make use of them? Just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They just forget they are talking to God. Yes, they are very little, but when it comes to God, it's a different story, okay? So the circumstances were darkness, deserted place, little amount of food, just five loaves of bread and 2 fish. But in the first of the beginning, I'd like to show you what Jesus was doing. He first accepted them with gladness. Number two, he taught them the word of God. Number three, he healed their sickness. Number four, he fed them. And this is the same way our Coptic church, because it's a biblical-based church. The church does the same till today. The church accepts us days and night. This is number one. The church teaches us the same way like Jesus was teaching them throughout the liturgy and the liturgical prayer, sometimes during the sermons, okay? Number three, it heals us and it feeds us and it heals us. The church feeds us from the, while partaking in the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And once you partake in the holy body and the precious blood, you can get healing for your spirit and for your soul. So this is the same way the church does for each single one of us. Okay? So the circumstance was darkness, long day, deserted place, and very little amount of food. But let us bring them to Jesus. Okay? We have only those food. Okay? And Jesus raised them up, lifted up his hand, and it says in the book, in the old gospel, that he had given thanks. And the word in Greek, he had given thanks, it gives 2 meanings. He had given thanks and he blessed. Okay? The same way we pray in the liturgy. So the miracle of today can be taken as an introduction to the Last Supper or to the Thursday of the covenant with God, on which he gave us his body and his blood to eat and drink. Okay, and when he said, my body or my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Okay, so the miracle of today can be taken as an introduction to the communion. Okay, that Jesus has given to us, or had given to us on the Thursday of the covenant. Jesus lifted up his hands, he had given thanks, he blessed them and distributed them among the disciples first. Okay, the disciples here can be taken as the priests. Okay, so he had given thanks, he blessed, he had broken them and gives them to the disciples or the priests to give to the people or to the congregation, like we do nowadays. Okay, this is the hands of God which transform the Urban and the Abarca into the holy body of Jesus Christ and the precious blood of him. Okay? And one more interesting thing is that he blessed five loaves of bread and 2 fish. Until today, and by this amount of food, he offered the food to like 5,000 men. Okay? The church of today still doing the same. The church feeds us the word of God through the liturgical readings. We still have the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. The 5 loaves of bread are the Pauline, the Catholic epistle, the praxis, the psalm and gospel. Those are the 5 loaves of bread. The 2 fish are the synaxarian and the sermon. So we still, till today, we still have the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. We still feed on them and spiritually snack on them whenever we come to the Coptic church. So I think we are like lucky guys. Jesus made this miracle one time or two times or three times. I think Jesus made it three times. Number one is during the miracle of today. He made it in the city of Bethsaida or Bethsaida. And Bethsaida in Arabic or in Hebrew, Bethsaida. Bethsaida means the city of fishing. Okay? And the city of fishing lacked even some fish. They brought to Jesus just two fish. Okay? So this is Bethsaida or Bethsaida. Okay? The second time Jesus worked out this miracle the same way was in the eastern bank of Jordan, in a place called Decapolis, okay? And it's located very near to the nations. So he did it one time for the children of Israel, the story of today in Bethsaida. And the second one, it was mentioned just in two Gospels, not like the miracle of today. The other one was in the Decapolis, and he fed like 4,000 men by seven loaves of bread and a few amount of fish. The third time Jesus made it or created food from nothing is after his holy resurrection. You can read about this miracle in the Gospel of St. John in chapter 21, when he met with his disciples after his holy resurrection, and he offered, they just came out of the sea. They fired him on something like bonfire or a grill, and he was grilling fish and preparing food for them out of nothing. So Jesus fed the humanity. He comes today to feed the humanity and to give us an introduction of having his holy body and his precious blood. So why the gospel says he fed 5,000 men? There was no woman or no children. No, there were lots of women and lots of children. But why he mentioned the number of men? The number of men here means that the heads of families were the men, because since the Old Testament, the head of the family and the priest of the family is the husband. Okay, so whenever we mention the males or the men or the husbands, it means we include every single one in his family members, okay, or in his household. So if you can imagine with me, if we have 5,000 men, how many others we can have? Because see, they were giving birth or can be خلفوا كتير ولا قليل زمان كتير جدا. If you remember our father Jacob, يعقوب كان عنده كم ولد؟ 12, okay? And how many girls? Like 2, and some references say 4, okay? Just in a single family, single man had 12 sons and 2 daughters. So now you can imagine the number attending the miracle of today. So, some of the fathers, like to say, they were like 25,000. If we imagine that every man has a wife and like just 3 kids or 3 children, and you see, so 5 by 5 equals 25,000 one or person were attending and watching out this miracle, the miracle of today. At the end, after they distributed everything, they were all filled. Okay, so Jesus came to us to fill us, to fill our hearts, our spirits, our needs, our bodies, all whatever we need, okay? So he knows our needs. And at the end as well, he asked them to gather up the fragments or the leftovers, okay? So he was taking care even of the leftovers of the or the fragments. And it is an open message to every single one of us, okay? If you think you are a broken fragment of bread, if you think you are useless or nobody taking care of you, be sure that Jesus is taking care of you. Because one day he asked the disciples to take care. He said to them, hey guys, please gather up the leftovers or the fragments of bread. And they did. And out of the fragments, they gathered how many baskets? 12 baskets. How many were the disciples? How many disciples we have? 12. Okay, and they gathered up how many baskets of fragments? 12. One more question. How many tribes in Israel? 12 as well. So Jesus, in the miracle of today, he just wanted to remind them. It is the same way. One day I was feeding the tribes of Israel, your fathers and your grandfathers, when they left Egypt during the Exodus. I who fed them in the desert, and I am the one present with you, because I am the Lord of yesterday, today, and the day to come, or forever. Okay? But it is a message to them, but yani, I think they were totally blind. They didn't even understood this. At the end of the gospel of today, they... there was the title of a prophet. They considered him a prophet, but not like a regular prophet. If you opened up your Bibles in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 18, it's very easy. You can check it up at homes. Mashiach, Deuteronomy 18:18. The Lord was talking to Prophet Moses, and he said to him one day, I will raise up for them a prophet like you. One day a prophet like you, but not a regular one. A prophet like you will come from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command them. So this prophet, this kind of prophet, it was like a prophecy by Prophet Moses about the coming or the advent of Jesus Christ in flesh. Okay? So I consider it one of the messianic miracles, because in the miracle of today, Jesus proved that he is the God incarnate, or the God manifest in flesh, and he brought his divinity very near to each one of the humans attending the miracle. So he is very close to us. He is today teaching us. He is ready to accept every one of us. Okay, be sure you are welcomed in his bosom. You are welcomed into his arms. Just to carry out or bring up your human abilities. I know it is little. Your human abilities are little. My human abilities are little, and my skills are too little. Okay, but when it comes to Jesus, it's a different story. Okay, so let us pray today to God. Thank him that he came for our salvation. He brought to us his holy body and his precious blood. Because one day he said to us, yes, I will leave you upon the earth, or I will ascend up to heavens, but I will never leave you orphans. I will come to you. This is the way Jesus comes to us every single day. He comes to us during the liturgy. And glory be to our God forever and ever. Amen.